All right, everybody, welcome back for another deep dive. Today we're going to be talking about winter car care.
Ooh, fun.
And we're going to be going through this guide that we found from Eddie's Mechanic and Body Repair.
Okay.
So I am pumped to talk about this because my car kinda took a beating last winter, and I am not trying to repeat that.
Yeah, winter's rough on vehicles.
Yeah. So let's just dive right in.
Let's do it.
So one of the things that's always kind of perplexed me is like when it's freezing cold outside, my battery just seems to like not have any juice.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. I mean, it's a really common problem,
Okay.
and it all comes down to the chemistry of the battery.
Ooh.
So, car batteries use a lead acid chemical reaction to like create the electrical current that you need to start your engine.
Right.
But when it gets cold, those chemical reactions slow down.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and that
Oh.
means less power to crank the engine, especially when it's like super
Right. It's not
frosty.
like really cold. Okay. So it's not just like, oh, it's an old battery. It's literally like chemically, it's not working.
It's the cold that's impacting. It's like its ability to, create that surge of power that you need to turn over the engine.
Gotcha. Okay. So what should people do like if their battery is like 3 years old, 4 years old?
I mean, it's always a good idea to get it checked,
Yep.
especially, as it gets older, over 3 years.
Right.
I would definitely recommend taking it to a mechanic or an auto parts store. They can test it and make sure it's still got enough cranking amps to get you through the winter.
Okay, so we've talked about batteries. Let's talk about like one of the scariest things in winters.
What's it?
Driving on ice
Oh, yeah.
and just bad tires in general.
Right.
Because I know winter tires are important, but like I've always wondered what makes them so special.
Yeah, they're not just a marketing gimmick. They
Right.
actually make a huge difference, and it comes down to the rubber compound.
Okay.
So summer tires, they're designed to stay firm and grippy on hot pavement. But when it gets freezing, that same rubber, it gets hard and slippery.
Oh, wow.
It loses traction. So winter tires use a softer compound that stays flexible even when it's super cold. So you get much better grip on snow and ice.
Okay, so it's literally like the rubber is different.
It's a different type of rubber, yeah.
Okay, I did not know that. And then also the tread patterns are different, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Winter tires have deeper treads and these unique patterns that are designed to like channel away slush and snow.
Right.
So they give you better contact with the road. And then they also have these tiny grooves called sipes.
Interesting.
Yeah, they're like microscopic claws that grip onto the ice for better traction.
Oh, wow. They're like little ice picks.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. That makes a lot more sense. Now, I've always been confused about tire pressure in cold weather. Why does it drop when it gets colder?
Yeah. So you know how we were talking about the molecules moving slower in the cold?
Right.
The same thing happens to the air molecules inside your tires. Yeah, as the temperature drops, the molecules contract, so they take up less space, and that leads to lower tire pressure.
Oh, so it's like they're all huddled together trying to stay warm and it just shrinks the whole tire.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like a little tire pressure party in there.
Okay, all right. So checking your tire pressure regularly is important.
Yeah, especially when the temperatures are like fluctuating a lot.
Right.
Make sure you're checking them at least once a month, and you can use a tire pressure gauge, or you can usually find the recommended PSI for your car in the owner's manual or on a sticker inside the driver's side door jamb.
Okay, cool. So we've talked about batteries, we've talked about tires. Let's talk about fluids.
Okay.
So I know antifreeze is obviously key in winter, but this guide also mentions a 50-50 mix.
Yes, the magical 50-50 mix.
What is so magical about this ratio?
So it's all about balance.
Okay.
The antifreeze prevents the coolant from freezing up, which would be bad,
Right.
but the water is what ensures that the heat transfers efficiently to keep your engine from overheating. Okay,
Yeah.
so it's like the water is what actually does the
So,
coolant.
exactly. Yeah. It's like a tag team effort.
Okay.
The antifreeze keeps things from freezing. The water keeps things from overheating.
Gotcha. And if you don't have that right ratio, then what happens?
Bad things, you could end up with a frozen engine block
Oh,
or a blown head gasket, which is not a cheap fix.
not at all.
So, yeah, definitely stick to that 50-50 mix.
So this guide also mentions using thinner oil in winter. Why is that?
Yeah, so oil viscosity, which is basically its resistance to flow, it's affected by temperature.
Okay.
So thicker oil, which is great for summer, it can get really sluggish in the winter, and that makes it harder for your engine to turn over when it's cold.
So it's like honey in the refrigerator.
Exactly, like honey or molasses, it gets all thick and gooey.
Right.
Thinner oil flows more easily, so it can lubricate everything quickly and efficiently when you start your car up.
Okay, cool. So Eddie's guide also talks about some other winter car care essentials like checking your brakes,
Yes.
keeping your gas tank full.
Very important. And taking care of those wipers. What about those wipers?
Wipers are crucial in the winter. You
Yes.
need to be able to see where you're going.
Of course.
Yeah, and so keeping them clean, making sure that the blades are in good condition,
Right.
that's really important. And then also lifting your wipers off the windshield when you park overnight.
Oh, why is that?
That can help prevent them from freezing to the windshield,
Oh, yeah.
which is a really common problem and it's a pain to deal with.
Yeah, I've actually had that happen to me, and it was a nightmare.
Yeah.
I was just like chipping away at it with like a credit card.
Oh, yeah, I've been there. It's not fun.
And then the guide also talks about the importance of a winter emergency kit.
Yes, the winter survival kit.
So this is like if you get stuck in a snowdrift.
Exactly. You never know what could happen. You could get stuck in a snowdrift. You could have a breakdown
Right.
in the middle of nowhere and it's freezing cold and you need to be prepared.
Right.
So having a well-stocked kit in your car can make all the difference.
What would be some of the essentials?
Okay, so definitely a flashlight with extra batteries,
Okay.
warm blankets, jumper cables, a first aid kit, some non-perishable snacks and water.
Okay.
You know, you don't want to be stuck out there hungry and thirsty.
Right.
It's also a good idea to have a small shovel and some kitty litter.
Kitty litter.
Kitty litter, yeah, it can help give your tires some traction if you get stuck in snow or ice.
Oh, because it's like
You,
little
well, it's,
granules.
yeah, it gives you something to grip.
Oh, that's a good idea. I never would have thought of that.
Yeah, it's a good little trick. And of course, a fully charged cell phone.
Right,
You
always.
need to be able to call for help if you need it.
Okay, so last but not least, let's talk about exterior care.
Okay.
I have to admit, I am so guilty of neglecting car washes in the winter.
I get it. It's cold.
Yeah.
You don't want to go out there and wash your car, but it's actually really important.
Okay, why?
Because all that road salt and grime that gets on your car, it's like a recipe for rust. Yeah, so regular washes, even in the winter, they help remove those corrosive elements and they protect your car's paint and undercarriage.
Okay, so it's not just about keeping things shiny. It's about.
It's about protecting your investment, yeah,
Okay.
preventing long-term damage.
And then what about waxing?
Waxing is great.
Is that important in winter too?
Yeah, it provides an extra layer of protection between your car's paint and the elements.
Right.
It helps repel water and salt, so it further reduces the risk of rust and corrosion.
Okay, so you really want to keep that paint job looking good.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, thank you for all the insights. This deep dive was packed with useful information. And now for our listeners, here's something to think about. Eddie's Guide, of course, recommends their services for all this winter car prep.
Of course.
But where do you draw the line between doing it yourself and taking it to a professional? Like, how do you strike that balance between saving money but also making sure your car is truly winter ready?
Right. Yeah.
So, just something for you all to think about. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks, everyone.
And we'll see you next time.
See you. Bye.
Bye.